USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for October edged up by just over 1 point from last month. The survey noted a 23% jump in buying conditions for durable goods due to easing prices and fewer supply problems. However, uncertainty over inflation is fueling consumer concerns about the economy and the possibility of a recession. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is recovering after he was assaulted.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked when an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco, California home Friday morning. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital after being beaten pretty bad. Nancy Pelosi was not at home at the time of the attack. The intruder is in custody and the motive for the attack is under investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Law enforcement officials in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, are investigating a house fire in which 8 people died. Broken Arrow Fire Chief Jeremy Moore says firefighters found 6 of the victims, all of whom were children, in a bedroom where they believe the fire started.
At this time, we do not believe that any of the victims died from the fire.
Investigators believe it was a murder-suicide, and 2 of the adults found deceased in the front of the home were identified as the suspects. New data is revealing that COVID-19 death rates were higher among essential workers in 2020. The National Center for Health Statistics found that people who worked occupations such as food preparation, construction, and social services had higher death rates during the beginning of the pandemic. NFL star Tom Brady and supermodel Gisele Bündchen have filed for divorce after 13 years of marriage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Arizona is standing its ground and refusing federal demands to remove shipping containers that are being used to close gaps along the border wall. Yuma Republican Mayor Doug Nichols describes a surge of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs that are coming through the U.S.-Mexico border in his region.
Well, right now we're at about 5,000 to 6,000 people a week coming through the Yuma sector alone. We're also getting drug seizures of meth and fentanyl here at record levels. And so those are all activity coming through just a porous border.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio participated in a town hall on Fox News Thursday night in West Palm Beach, Florida. Senator Rubio is defending his seat against Florida Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings, and he's warning of the potential consequences of a Democratic-controlled Congress.
If these people stay in power for another 2 years, they'll destroy the country.
Democrats are promoting their COVID-19 response and their economic spending packages like the CHIPS Act and infrastructure bill as accomplishments in their tenure leading Congress. The head of the Miss USA pageant is being suspended over claims the competition was rigged. After the pageant was held on October 3rd, several contestants took to social media to suggest there was favoritism toward Miss Texas. Crystal Stewart denies the allegation and will remain suspended while officials conduct a full review. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.